Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening to my audience today. Good evening to my audience this evening. I first would like to thank the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob for being here again with you tonight. We are here again, people. This is Talk for Kids Radio Channel. We are here live tonight to discuss some serious issues that need to be discussed about our young people. My name is Elisheba. I am the host of Talk for Kids Radio Channel. I'm an advocate for young people all over the earth. Guest call-in number, 515-605-9790. Anybody that would like to call in to voice your opinion or make a statement about our topic or about our young people, any concerns or anything that you would like to address concerning young people, please feel free to call into the show tonight, into the broadcast. The title of this broadcast, Technology Blocked Kids, the Programming, the Cloning Process. Let me repeat that title to our broadcast tonight. Technology Blocked Kids, the Programming, the Cloning Process. When did this all begin, my people? When did this all begin, parents, concerning our young people all over the earth? We need to take some steps back. We need to take some looks back into history, into our society, and understand, when did this programming of the mind, the cloning process of our young people, begin? When did it begin? How did it begin? What happened that we have this technology block kids or block young people that can't see no farther than a cell phone? Let me hear you now. Can't see no farther than their cell phone, their Xbox, their PlayStation 5. Can't see no farther than that. No farther. Facebook, TikTok, and all the rest of it. We're going to go into some details tonight. We are going to go into some details because this is a serious problem for our young, old people all over the earth. The programming, the cloning process. What is a clone? What is a clone? Let's deal with that. And then we're going to deal with the technology block of the kids, of the young people. A clone is a robot, or a clone is someone that's not real. Not real. That's what a clone is, synthetic. Synthetic. Cloning. The programming of the mind. Our young people's mind have been destroyed. Our young people's mind are being destroyed right now as I speak. And you parents, you have helped the process of the cloning of your own child. You have helped the process of the cloning of your own children. Yes, you are the main key opponent in the cloning process of your children. You are the main opponent. Why are you the main opponent? Why are you the main opponent? Because you're doing everything that you have been told and taught by your parents and your government. You're doing everything that you have been taught and told to destroy your own children. Yeah, I know about that destruction. My mama destroyed me. My daddy destroyed me. I destroyed my children. It just go on and on and on. The cloning process. And back when I was a little girl and growing up, we didn't have all the technology that they have today. We didn't have it, people. So we wasn't as cloned and programmed like we see the children today. Like we see the children today. We didn't have the technology. We didn't have the Xbox. We didn't have the Jordans. We didn't have the rap music. We didn't have the cell phones. We didn't have Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok, Instagram. We didn't have none of that. So we still had some morals. I was born way back there when life was nice and simple and easy. We didn't have all the technology today. The technology is destroying our young people. The technology is destroying all age and walks of life of people. Yes, Talk for Kids Radio Channel. Guest call-in number, 515-605-9790. Technology. You got to put an Xbox or a PlayStation in your child's face at 2 years old. You got to do it, parents. You got to do it. Every Christmas, they got to have a different version. You are cloning your child. You are destroying your child. And the people that made the Xboxes and the 360s and the PlayStations and all the systems and all the cell phones, they know exactly what they're doing to your children. The technology began to come out in 1980. That's when it really started coming out. Sega Genesis and PlayStation, and you know, me personally, myself, I just thought it was clean fun back then when I stuck that satanic, wicked, evil box in front of my little baby at 2 and 3 years old. I thought I was really doing something to make my son happy and give him entertainment. But I destroyed my own child. Because right now he's 30-some years old and he can't think no farther than 5 feet in front of him. Why? Because the mind has been blocked. The mind has been destroyed. By society. By the things that are presented to us as children. It is way worse now than 1985 and 1990. Oh, my God, it's so much worse now, people. You got these cloning devices that the government and all these people have set up Yeah, I say the government, because they're in charge of everything. Who else is doing it? Who else is doing it to our young people besides them? They in charge of all the cities. They in charge of all the countries. They tell you what comes in and what goes out and all of that. They're in control. So I'm here tonight to help my young people, to help my parents to understand that you are destroying your own child and you can't even see it. Yeah, it's way worse than today. My God. You got young people running around at 7 years old carrying guns. Shooting up stuff, shooting up mass shootings, going up in schools at 12 and 15, shooting up schoolhouses, shooting up church houses, all kind of cloning things. The mind have been cloned. The mind have been destroyed. They don't have a mind anymore. Our young people don't have a mind anymore. The systems have destroyed their little brains. Have destroyed it. And all that you people can do and think about. Yeah, George too. All of that stuff is cloning the children. Georgians, they got to have Georgians. They can't wear no $20 shoes. They got to have Georgians. Even if they got to go out and kill somebody and take somebody's life or take somebody's car or rob and hurt somebody, they got to have Georgians. They have been cloned, programmed, that there's no other gym shoe in this world that they can put on their feet besides a Michael Jordan. And it starts again with you parents. You put Jordans on your child's feet at 1 year old. You destroy your own children. And that's why the jailhouse is full of people that killed somebody or hurt somebody because they couldn't get no Jordans. You think it's so cute that you got some Jordans on your son and he's sagging with a Gucci belt around his waist at 2 and 3, 4 years old? At 2 and 3 and 5, they sweeping jailhouses out for that young man and that young girl. So the technology, all you can see all every day, you see young people, all they do is got their cell phone in their hand all day, looking at their cell phone. When they need to be using their mind and using their brain and teaching themselves things and learning things about life. Not only the young people, you got adults. Everybody got a cell phone in their hand, in their pocket, somewhere, some kind of technology to program and make their mind like clones. Synthetic in your thinking. Synthetic in what you understand. Synthetic in what you believe. Synthetic in what you know. This is what a clone is. The mind has been programmed by the things that have been taught the person, a young person, and that have been showed the young person. So I'm here tonight. I'm here tonight. Because you got a whole generation of people, young people, 2, 5, 6, 12, 17, 22, 23, 30. You got a whole society of young people, men and women, that's getting ready to kill one another. Why? They are killing one another. They are taking many lives today because killing a person don't mean nothing to them. Why? Because they are cloned. Their mind is cloned. Their mind is blocked by technology. They can't think logical. They can't see logical. They can't understand nothing logical. The only thing makes sense to these children today, these young people, is that a cell phone is in their hand and some joys on their feet. And an Xbox 360 and a PlayStation 5 is at home for them to play. That's the only thing they understand. And if they don't get those things that they clone little minds desire to have, they will hurt somebody to get it. They will hurt mom. They'll hurt dad. Y'all heard about all them shooters, how the young people kill their own mama, stab them to death. Mama putting up grocery in the kitchen. The son just take a knife and stab his mom in the back 100 times. It's so many news articles like that, things in the news. You did it to yourself, mom. I hate that you're not here. You're dead and gone, but you did it to yourself because you destroyed your child at a young age. They don't understand feeling love. They don't understand feeling love. They don't understand respect. They don't understand, you know, doing the things that a normal 15-year-old would do. They don't understand that. All they understand and all they feel is technology. These are technology robot kids that's walking around us today, young people. Let me say it again. Technology robot young people. You shouldn't have did that. You shouldn't have did that. And they make another version. You know, I got 2 sons. One of them, 26, 27, 28 years old, 28. And he told me he want an Xbox 3. No, he want a PlayStation 5. And I told her, what do you need with a PlayStation 5 at 28 years old? What do you need? What is it going to do for you at 28? Absolutely nothing. But clone you up. You already cloned up. Your mind is already messed up and destroyed. Thanks to me destroying my own child. Because of stupidity and dumbness. Falling to Jones is everything everybody else doing. That's the technology. That's the programming. They make you feel. The people that are programmed have programmed us, have programmed the society, are programming our young people. They make you feel that you got to do what everybody else do. You got to dress the way everybody else dress. You got to look the way everybody else look. You got to do what everybody else do. Or you're not a part of the society. So I told him, boy, you don't need no PlayStation 5. You need to put something in your mind, man. You need to put something in your mind. All that PlayStation 5 going to do is make you sit on the couch for another 5 or 10 years till you get 35 and 40 years old. You still got grown people older than my son sitting on a couch in front of an Xbox 360 with a flat screen TV bigger than the room they sitting in. Gone, man. The mind is absolutely gone. The mind is zero. Zero. You ask a young person something about life, they can't answer you nothing. You say, what you want to be? What you want to do? You know, what's on your mind? What's on your mind, young person? Nothing. What you thinking about? Nothing. I call my grandson. Talk for Kids Radio Channel. I call my grandson. He 18, 19 years old. I called him. I texted him the other day and called him. You can't get too much phone conversation out of him, but they'll text you because that's that technology block. They're not normal. They're not human. They don't have human feelings and human emotions. And that takes me to a scripture tonight. That takes me to a scripture tonight. Okay, I'm just noting this down so I can get it. So I call my son, my grandson. He's 19 years old. I call him and I say, how you doing, grandson? I called him. I said, how you doing? And see, my grandson, he finished high school. He was a 3.6 student. He went to college a little bit, maybe for about 5 or 6 months he went to college, and then he had to drop out of college because he didn't have enough money to afford to pay for his college, which I'm glad he dropped out because school ain't nothing but another part of the programming of in the technology block of the mind. That's another cloning process. The school system. The school system is another cloning process. So I say, yeah, what you doing? How you doing? What you doing? Nothing. Nothing. At 19 years old, that's how you gonna answer me? You doing nothing? What you doing? What? I'm laying down. I said, laying down? It's only like 3 o'clock in the evening. Why are you laying down? I'm just laying down playing my game. See that, Pico? See what I'm saying to you today, and the list go on and on to trillions of young people all over the earth. I'm just playing my game, you see. I said, playing your game. You ain't got nothing else better to do than that. Because see, now that I understand, and I'm an advocate for young people, now that I understand, see, and I have broke my mind free from the cloning processes and the programming of the mind. I have broke myself free from it. From the cares and the things of this world and this life. Making me feel like I gotta go to work. I gotta go to school. I gotta wear some Louis Vuitton purses. I gotta carry me a Louis Vuitton. Or I gotta wear me some Jordans. See, I was involved too. But thank the God of Israel that he broke my mind free. Free. Now I understand how these people are cloning and how these people are destroying generations. Not only young people, old people, all kind of people. They destroy generations. And they have destroyed generations. All our history books. That's why I say school ain't nothing but a program of the mind. Everything they have wrote in the books and made in the books and telling us that we got to learn and do, it's nothing to do to help us. It's got everything to do with them programming us, cloning us, processing us to keep us under their control. See, a clone can't think for themselves. A clone cannot think for themselves. They got to have somebody think for them. And that's where your government come in, young people. That's where your government come in. Your government do all the thinking for you, for your mama, your dad, and everybody else. Yes, the government do all the thinking for you. Tell you where you can go, tell you what you can eat, tell you what you can do, tell you what you can sleep, tell you what you can buy. They do all the mapping out of our lives. But not me, Elisha, but no more. I'm free. I'm free, people. I am free. And I try to talk to my young grandson, and I try to talk to my children, but they are so messed up mentally that everything that I say to them, they can't hear it. They can't hear it because they're so cloned out in their mind with all the technology and all the rap music and all of this and all of that and all this stuff that's destroying our men and little women all over the earth. They got to have a certain this, a certain that. So the government is the one that's setting up all your programs for you. Your clothing. They made that. Yeah, they got something to do with all of that. Ralph Lauren ain't nothing but a white man. Who Gucci ain't nothing but a white man. Louis Vuitton ain't nothing but a white man. Jordan, a black man that's been ran by white people. Michael Jordan, please, man, he sold out many, many, many years ago. Are you kidding me? All these clothes are cloning you. All the food are cloning our young people. All the clothes are cloning our young people. All the technology is cloning our young people and old people also. The music cloning you. Cloning you. The music, the rap music, Beyonce. Lil Wayne, Soulja Boy, Lil Uzi, and all the rest of it, 50 Cent. It's all music that clones your mind to make your mind be so froze that you can't think of nothing but what the music is saying. I got to go get some money. I got to get me some millions. I got to go get me five women and have sex with all of them. See, this is the kind of stuff that music teach you, clone you. And so the young people take guns and they go out. I got to kill that nigga on the block. Say, that nigga shouldn't have did nothing to me. I'ma kill him and shoot his whole house up. See, the young people get that in their mind, and then they go do what the music is telling them to do. It's all cloning and programming of the mind. Gotta get some Levi's. Levi's ain't nothing but a white man. Everything that you people, your parents have taught your children to have, to wear, you have put it on them. It's got everything to do with a white man. And what is a white man to us, black folks? I'm a black woman. What is a white man to us? What is a white man to our children? Absolutely nothing. And everything that they make, and everything that they give you, and everything that they create, and everything that they want you to have, it's all to program your mind and clone you and make you absolutely stupid. Stupid. Everybody's stupid right now. Can't nobody think. Can't nobody do nothing. All you can do is what you've been programmed to do. Work. Go to school. Work. Go to school. Listen to Xboxes. PlayStation 5. Work. Go to school. Play on myself. Go to Facebook. That's all you can do. Because the mind don't belong to you. They have turned the people's minds into robots. Young and old. Talk for Kids Radio Channel. Guest call in number 515-605-9790. I'm here to help my young people. I have a few Bible verses that I would like to read. I'm going to get the one I was just talking to you about. Give me a minute. So it's a ever no ending situation here. And all you people can do is sit back and continue to be clones. You and your children. You and your children. So, yeah, my grandson, I ain't doing nothing. I'm laying on the bed. I'm playing my game. I said, why are you just laying on the bed and playing your game? You ain't got nothing to do? No, I don't do much, he said. Yeah, I know he don't do much because his mind been cloned not to do much. See, wake up, people. Wake up, parents, so you can wake your young people up. Wake up, bishops and pastors, so you can wake up the young people. He said, no, I don't do much. Ain't much to do. Yes. You've been programmed and cloned to do what you're doing, grandson. Let's go to Romans chapter 1, verse 31. Romans 1, 31. Let me, it's over there. Give me a minute. Romans 1, 31. And again, I would like to thank all the listeners that have been going back and listening to the recordings of the broadcast. You cloned up so bad that you can't even call the show, parent. You can't call the show. You cannot call the show because you've been programmed not to care. You've been programmed to only care about what they, the government, and all the other people that rule this earth want you to care about. So this topic is not important to you. Talking about your children is not important to you. Calling into this broadcast is not important to you. But again, like I told you last week, the blood of the young men and women, children, will be on your hands, parents. Their blood. Their blood is on your hands. You got so many young people dying today in car crashes, gun violence, shoot-ups, best friend killing, suicide, all kind. Going up in buildings and grocery stores, shooting up stuff and turning the gun on their own selves at 12 and 14, 15, 18, 20-some years old. Yes, parent, you have a lot of blood on your hands. You have a lot of blood on your hands. No, you ain't going to call in this show. Because little Billy don't mean nothing to you. And Kathy don't mean nothing to you. And Renee don't mean nothing to you. And Steve and Harvey don't mean nothing to you. They in jail right now. Your little boo-boo and Maymay, they in prison right now. For carjacking, hijacking, armed robbery, killing somebody. But you too good. You too good to say, let me call Talk for Kids Radio Channel. And let me talk to these people here on in this audience to let them know what happened to my little son and what happened to my little daughter. But you just don't care and you just don't got time. And it's just not important to you. Why? Because the people that rule this earth and set up all your programming and technology, you can't call. You can't help your child. You can't help your children. You can't speak up for your kids. You too cloned and weak as parents to do that. You too afraid. And you churches need to sit down, all y'all. All y'all pastors, all y'all bishops, all of y'all people need to sit down in these churches. G-O-E-E and all the rest of y'all need to sit down. Please sit down. Please sit down, all of y'all, because y'all not doing nothing to make a difference in the world for our youth. Teaching them about the Most High. Going to the New Testament, talking about Jesus, G-O-C-C-E-E-E, no, talking about Jesus and Christ, and yeah, and we got to be righteous, and yeah, we got to wait on Christ, and wait on Christ, and you know, you got to serve Christ, and you know what, stop giving so much to Christ, and not nothing to the Father. See, that's where y'all in there at. You know better than the Christian church, Hebrew Israelites. You ain't doing nothing to help young people. You not doing nothing to help young people. I saw your Feast of Hanukkah or whatever feast of dedication you had on YouTube. You got so many children sitting in your audience, sitting up there listening to you, talking about serving Christ and being righteous in Christ. Them young people need to hear something about their life, man. They need to hear something about their life, something about what they are going through with their life, something they are feeling with their emotions. You're not helping them young people talking about Christ. You know how long they've been talking about Christ and Jesus and the Most High and all that stuff y'all people teaching? 500 years and longer. And it ain't helped nobody. It haven't helped nobody. It just turned you people into religious fanatics. And when you become a religious fanatic, don't nothing matter to you but the church, but the pastor, but the elder. Don't nothing matter to you but going to that house, to that church. I know. I used to be a pastor for 15 years, 20 years. Then nothing, my husband didn't matter to me. Nothing mattered to me. Long as I can go to that church on a Sunday and teach them people but me, my life was destroyed as a young child. So all the young people that used to come to my ministry and sit up under me and listen to me, I always reach out to them young people. I always reached out to young people. Homosexuals, lesbians, suicidal. If you're a young person coming up into my ministry when I was a pastor, I'm going to ask you your name and how you doing, young man, how you doing, young lady, how your life going, what's going on with you, do you need anything to talk about, is anything bothering you? And the young people always tell me, yes, pastor, there's something bothering me. This is the kind of pastor I was. And that's why I am a youth advocate today. Because I love young people. I love young people. So let me get to scripture. Because we got some scriptures today. Romans 1:31. It says, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable and unmerciful. See, this is what the technology block have done, and the programming and the cloning process have done to our young people all over the earth. And again, old too. Without natural, without understanding. They don't understand nothing. Like I asked my son, my grandson, I don't know how you feel. What's on your mind? I don't know. Nothing. Nothing. I don't know. I don't know. That's all he kept saying. I don't know. Without understanding. I can ask my son too, both of them. They just going to go back to, their answers going to go back to what they've been programmed to believe and think. They cannot think outside of that box of programming. They can't think about something else, something new, something different in their life. Without understanding, it say in Romans 1:31. When you don't got no understanding, you are a very lost and confused person. You don't understand why you feeling the way you feel. You don't understand why you need to do this. You don't understand why you need to do that. You have no understanding. These are the people in the last days, the children of disobedient, covenant breakers. It ain't about God, the Father, or the God of Israel. Covenant breakers. Oh, the law done away with. We don't have to keep no law. Without understanding, covenant breakers. God of Israel never told you his law done away with. What scripture is that? He never said that. And you have taught these young people that same mess that you learned from your pastor, your bishop. So if they don't got no law to go by, they don't got nothing to direct their life, they don't have nothing in front of them to teach them and show them which way they need to go and what they need to do, they will be a hell cat in this earth. And that's exactly what they are, hell cats up in this earth, because they don't have no principles to go by to direct their lives. Yes, I'm excited now. Talking about the law done away with and the law dead and we don't got to keep it no more. Are you people crazy, man? You think the God of Israel going to do away with his covenant and do away with his law? He said covenant breakers. This is in Romans chapter 1, verse 31. Covenant breakers. That means the law stands today. I'm in the New Testament, Bishop. Covenant breakers. These are the last days people that are the children of disobedience. Covenant breakers. What covenant? The same covenant that he gave the children of Israel. The 613 laws that's wrote up in the Bible. The Torah. Your children don't know nothing about the law of the God of Israel. They don't know nothing about the God of Israel. They don't know nothing about the law. They know absolutely nothing but the programming of the mind and the process of cloning and technology. Next Bible verse. Look what it says. Romans 1:31. My grandson don't understand nothing. And when I ask him something, he answered with emptiness. Emptiness. All he knows is to go to school and try to finish his college and get his degree. That's all he knows. That's all everybody knows. Without natural affection, say, Romans 1:31. I feel nothing. When the last time you hugged your little boy and your little girl? When the last time you daddy sit your children down, all of them, in one place? I know you got 5 baby mamas. You got 5 to 10 baby mamas. When was the last time you sit your child down, your children, your 6 children, in one house or one room and told them, you haven't did it? Without natural affections, you don't care about your children. You don't care about your children. They don't matter to you. Long as you do what you got to do. You know what my son told me? My oldest son. My grandson is 19 years old, his son. I'm always trying to talk to him about his children. He got about 4 or 5 kids. my different baby mamas. See, this is what the Lord teach you. The very thing that y'all say is dead and done away with Christians, the Lord teach you. The Lord will teach our children not to have multiple wives by all kind of women that you don't know nothing about, laying up with all kind of women, committing all kind of adultery and fornication, marrying white women. The Bible tells you can only marry a Hebrew woman, Israel. You can only marry a Hebrew woman, a woman of the 12 tribes of Israel, or a man. See, the law teaches that. So, yes, I talked to my son. I said, yeah, what about, you know, I would love to see, you know, what about, how you, you know, because his son just moved in with him, just to testify right now. Young people, my son, he was 38 years old, not that old. And my grandson lived with him, and they just moved in together. And I asked my grandson, well, how is everything going, you know, with you and your dad? Are you happy living there with him? Is it okay? And my grandson said, yeah. And that's all he said. But I already knew he wasn't being honest, and he wasn't being truthful. See, the children have been taught just like the parents, not to deal with emotions, not to deal with feelings, not to deal with what's in the heart, what's in the mind, how you are feeling. Without natural affection, you can't feel love. You can't hug your son and sit him down, your daughter, sit him down and tell him how much you love him. Can I help you with anything, baby? What you need, boo-boo? What can mama do for you? What can mama do for you to help you to understand something about your life? Is you confused about anything, baby? Please tell me. I'm here. Daddy. So I asked my son. And I asked him, my grandson, you know, his answer was everything is okay. But I know it's not. But he's been programmed and cloned and technologically blocked by Facebook, Instagram, rap music, PlayStations and Xboxes and all that stuff. He been technologically blocked. Emotions. Get in touch with his own emotions and reality. See, all that technology stuff, it puts you in a false reality. It puts you in a dizzy world. All the children, they in Disneyland. They're in Disneyland right now, all of them. Young and old, Disney World, Disneyland, dizzy. You ain't got no understanding, and you got no, you covenant breakers, breaking the God of Israel law, and you don't have no natural affection. You in Disneyland. Wazuzu land or somewhere. You like an animal walking on earth without natural affections. So my grandson, he can't get in touch with his own emotions. He can't get in touch with his reality. He can't get in touch with how he's feeling. And he too afraid to address how he feels. Because, you know, his mama raised him. She didn't deal with emotions. She didn't deal with feelings. She didn't deal with talking to him about his life and talking to him about her life and what she went through as a child. So he emotionless. Every time you talk to my grandson, he just said, I'm okay, yeah, and that's it. I asked my son how everything going with him and his son living there. Oh, well, Mom, it's okay, he said. It's okay. But I don't deal with nobody's emotions, he said. I don't deal with nobody's emotions. You know, I got my own life. I got my own things I'm going through. I got my own stuff I got to go through and stress with. I ain't going to deal with nobody's emotions. So right there, what that told me as his mother, that told me right there that my son, don't love his own son enough to sit him down and talk to him about life. Yeah, they play the Xbox 360. My son just went to a place for $5. My son was upset about that. I'm talking about family life here. This is a Talk for Kids radio channel. It's all about family. It's all about young people. It's all about moms and dads here. So he got upset about that, but they can sit down and play the game together. You know, get into that false reality that, you know, that what they call Call of Duty and, you know, all that old bizarre technology blocking mind processing clone stuff. And that's why my son can't feel no emotions for his child, and my grandson can't talk about no emotions that he's going through. So people, what I am saying to you, next Bible verse. Now get ready, leave. And it says unplaceable and unmerciful. And that's why you got all these young people taking guns, drugs, and killing themselves and killing people. Unmerciful. They don't have no emotions. They can't understand. They don't have no feeling. They ain't on no drugs. They always say young people on drugs. I had a sister sitting in front of me the other day, a mother of two daughters. And I showed her a news article about a young man, 28 years old, went up inside a store. He didn't go in no store. He was just walking down the street of, I think it was New York or somewhere like that, and was just shooting people down. Killed two and hurt one. And you know what? Every time some young person go out and do something, it's no drugs. This young man got problems. He got technology blocked, video game madness in his mind. Honed up without natural affection, it said Roman. Cloned up. That's what's wrong with all these people in the last days. They clone. They've been processed as clones. That ain't nothing but a robot when you ain't got no feelings. You ain't got no natural feelings. All your feelings is false. That's a clone. Yeah, they cloning people right now, people. Turn them into robots and all kind of stuff. Little children, I read today an article. If I get time to get a chance, I'm going to read a little bit of it about how they're cloning children. 2 Timothy 3:3. Without natural affection again, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce. Incontinent means crazy, mental. Fierce, very angry, despisers of those that are good. These are the kind of clone programming of the mind. Kids, technology, block people we are dealing with today. Next Bible verse. Talk for Kids Radio Channel. 515-605-9790. You're live tonight. I'm going to go to 2 Kings 22 now. 2 Kings 22. So, because see, I want to show you people. I want to show you people the difference in the children in the Bible and in the children in our day, time, and society. What was they doing at 15? What was they doing at 7? What was they doing at 10? What was they doing at 12? What was they doing at 20? Second Kings 22, verse 1 and verse 2. Josiah were 8 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned 31 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jediah, the daughter of Adiah of Bozkath. And he did that which was right in the sight of Ahijah. Verse 2 of 2 Kings 22. And he walked in all the ways of David his father, and turned not aside to the right hand or to the left. Josiah, king of Jerusalem, Hebrew, from the tribe of Judah, he approached the throne of his father David at 8 years old. He was a little king that ruled Jerusalem at 8 years old. He preceded the throne at 8 years old. He was a king. And we are Hebrews. We are the children of Israel. Our young people are Hebrews. But they are being destroyed by the technology of mankind, by the technology of the masters of this earth. And I'm talking about slave masters here. But Josiah was a king at 8. Why our children? Why little JoJo, he not a king? He a Hebrew. He is a Hebrew little boy. He got off, his mama got, mama and them got off the slave ship from Africa. Why JoJo is a murderer, is a convict, is a child molester and a rapist at 16 years old? Why little JoJo? He is just like Josiah. Josiah was a little Hebrew boy. Why? Because our dominion have been took away from us. And we've been taught another God, and we've been taught another way. And our children are not being taught to be great. They've been taught to be fools, like we was taught to be fools. Going to school will never make you a king. Going to school will never make you a king or a queen. So why do you need to go there? Why do we need to train our young people to go to school and get an education? Excuse me. Why? It ain't gonna make them great. I just told you my grandson finished high school with 3.6 grade point average. Then went to college a little bit. Do he know what it is to be great at 19? No, he don't. Do he understand what the word greatness means? No, he don't. He thinks being great is getting a job. My God, people. He thinks being great is getting a job. Are you kidding me? Getting a job, you'll never be great. You'll never be nothing but a slave to the people that's programming and cloning this whole world with technology. Little Josiah, when he was 8 years old, he probably was in the third. He didn't even go to school. Listen to me, Bishop. He didn't even go to school, but he preceded the throne at 8 years old. Ain't no school in Jerusalem. The God of Israel ain't never told nobody to go to school. Whatever he needs to teach his young people and his children, he can teach it with the law. But y'all people have taught that the law is dead and done away with. Now you are covenant breakers. Our children are covenant breakers, and that's why so many of them dying. Because you took the law from them. You took the principles of the God of Israel away from the child so he can have understanding. So he can have natural affection. So he can understand emotions and how to feel and how to deal with his life and how to deal with his feelings. And how to grow up to be a productive, young, beautiful young man with a beautiful wife on his side, with his beautiful children, raising them up under the covenant of the God of Israel. You took all of that from them, parents. You took all of that from them, bishop. Elders, you took all of that from them. Teaching our kids to be weak. Talking about some Jesus, love Christ, and be into righteousness. The Son of God ain't never told Peter and them to love him. What scripture is that? Come on. The Son of God ain't never told Peter and them to love him. He said, love the Father. I have revealed his name to you in the earth. He told the Father, Father, I revealed your name to them. He said, worship the Father, not me. There's one greater than me. Him you shall worship. Him you shall bow down to. Not me, but you got G-O-C-C-E-E-E-I-O-N-M teaching Christ, 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 Christ. Christ, he coming back for his church. Christ, same old madness that the Christian church teach, destroying generations of young people, covenant breakers. Talk for Kids Radio Talk. Let's call in up. 515-605-9790. So Josiah, David and Solomon's children, Josiah, was David's. David is his father, say. But I believe David was his grandfather. But it says his father. But I ain't dealing with that right now. He went to the throne and sat in Jerusalem. Jerusalem is in Africa. He sat on the throne of the God of Israel to rule over his people, the children of Israel, at 8 years old. Do you see what you have done to your young people? The Peggy Sue, Kekaya, Kita, and all of Kita, and Wikita, and Wikaya. You see what you done did? They supposed to be little queen right now. What little Kiwaya and them doing? Somewhere trying to get some weave in their hair? Somewhere trying to get a booty shot? Somewhere trying to get some false eyelashes and false nails? That's what Kawita and them doing. Or sitting up in some church, listening to some elder, and some bishop and pastor. She would never perceive the throne as a queen. Like Josiah was a little king. She would never perceive the throne. Billy and Sam and Terry and Thomas, they will never perceive the throne as a king. And they Hebrews, just like Josiah was. Hebrew. But they don't know who they are. They don't know where they come from. They've been so cloned. And when you try to tell them, I try to tell my sons, you're a king, man. You're Hebrew. He cannot understand it. The greatest history on the earth, you don't want to be a part of. This little boy was 8 years old. He was a king. No, he didn't have no Jordans on his feet. No, he didn't have no Levi's on. No, he didn't have no Gucci belt and Louis Vuitton on his arm. What he had was a sceptre. A sceptre. What a king carried to rule with at 8. What he had was linen and silk and gold. Lil Wayne Gold can't do nothing with what Josiah had. Soulja Boy Gold can't do nothing with what Josiah had. Soulja Boy had to sell his whole life to get them gold chains around his neck. Lil Wayne sold his whole life, man, away to get that stuff around his neck. Josiah didn't have to do it. He inherited. Our inheritance have been took from the people that have set up this technology and these cloning centers and the programming of the mind. Stupid TVs. I ain't watched the TV in 20 years. You hear me, people? I haven't watched a television in 15 years. At least I know for sure. That's the programming of the mind. That's the box. Now they got it big. Well, you know it's bigger than the living room now. Oh, it's 3D, 5D, 8D, all kind of D's. Bigger than the living room. They want you to just stay in the zone. They want you to stay so zoned out. You and your children, look, Susu. She's sitting in there in front of the TV with the control in her hand at 2 years old, watching all that cartoon Disney World madness that's cloning her little brain to death and taking all the greatness out of her to be a queen and to be a king and to rule. Because we are rulers. We are Hebrews. We are rulers. First Kings 13:2. Look what it said in 2 Kings 18:3. And he did that which was right in the sight of Ahijah, according to all that David his father did. So he followed his father David. David was a man that served the God of Israel. David was a man that kept the covenant. David was a man that kept the law of the God of Israel. What kind of man are you in your household? What kind of man are you in your household, bruh? What are your children seeing you do every day and every night, bruh? What they seeing you do? Get up and go to work every morning? How terrible is that and ridiculous? You programming your child to be nothing. I got to go to work, little Timothy. I'll see you at 5 o'clock when I get off. When you get off work, all you do, get in there, pull your shoes off, and get right in front of that TV, or right in front of them video games, or right in front of that music, that rap music, or right in front of that cell phone, or that iPod. iPad. And little Timothy ain't getting no time. Little Timothy ain't getting nothing. All little Timothy see is that his daddy get up every morning, go to work, and he come home, go to bed, go to work, come home. Little Timothy is growing up without natural affection. Why? Because the daddy ain't discriminating. They're not discriminating. Not showing little Timothy about affection. You're not distributing anything in your household, bruh. Little Timothy don't see no affection. All little Timothy see is my daddy go to work and come home, sit in front of TV or the game till he fall out. I ain't got no hug, I ain't got no love, I ain't got no talk, I ain't got nothing. So you'll never have a little Josiah sitting on the throne at 8 years old. Never. Because you're teaching your children to be slaves. 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 Slaves for the same people that slaved our ancestors. For the very same people. Y'all people are so cloned. You are so programmed. And you are so blocked. And your children are being blocked. Next scripture. First Kings 13:2. You should observe to do therefore as the higher your God have command. Deuteronomy 5:32. You should not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. And this is exactly what Josiah did when he entered on the throne and took his rulership as a king in Jerusalem. He did that what was right. And what is right is that we obey the covenant, the law, and the statutes of our Creator, the God of Israel, that put us in this earth. And he put our children in the earth. Why should he let us live? Why should he let our children live? Why? He don't have a reason to. But because he is a merciful God, he don't have a reason to let us live, but he's merciful. But that's why so many die. And you don't know why they die. You don't understand why people die. They die because they are covenant breakers without natural affection. They don't feel nothing for their mama, their kids. They don't feel nothing for their neighbor. They don't feel nothing for nobody. All they feel is for their own self. For their own self. And that's not natural. That's not natural for you to feel that way just for yourself and nobody else. That's not natural. You are a clone. You are a robot. I got to go to what I got wrote here. 1 Kings 13:2. And it say, verse 1 of 1 Kings, and behold, there came a man of God out of Judah by the word of Ahiah unto Bethel, and Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense. And he cried against the altar in the word of Ahiah and said, O altar, altar, thus said Ahiah, behold, a child shall be born unto the house of David. Yes, David was his father, Josiah. By him name, and upon thee shall he offer the priests of the high places of burnt incense upon thee, and men bones shall be burnt upon thee. And he gave a sign the same day, said, this is the sign which Ahiah hath spoken. Behold, the altar shall be rent, and the ashes that are upon it shall be poured out. And it came to pass when King Jeroboam heard the saying of the man of God, which he cried against the altar in Bethel, that he put forth his hand from the altar, said, lay hold on him, and his hand which he put forth against him dried up, so that he could not pull it out again. So Jeroboam, so the man of God, the prophet of the God of Israel, went to Jeroboam, because Jeroboam was in idolatry. He preceded the throne, I believe it was, after Josiah. I have to do the research. After the 8 years old little man, little boy reigned, I think he reigned for 39 years in Jerusalem, Josiah. Jeroboam preceded the throne, but he did evil. And he did wickedness in the sight of God. He didn't do what was right. And the man of God went and said, you know what? This throne, this altar will be rent in half by the God of Israel. And Jeroboam tried to lay his hand on the prophet, and his hand dried up. His hand dried up. You don't want to mess with the God of Israel prophet or prophetess. You will get hurt. So he was just telling him about Josiah, how Josiah was a righteous man, how Josiah walked in the things that was right, and Jeroboam was not doing that. So let's go to 2 Chronicles 34. Second Chronicles 34. Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem 31 years. He was a king. So do y'all get what I'm saying, parents? Do y'all get what I'm saying to y'all people? There's nothing in this earth that can make your child great. The God of Israel is the one that makes them great. The God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Ahiah is his name. He the one make your child great. So you can send them to school all you want to. You can dress them up in George. You can dress them up in Levi's. You can dress them up in whatever you want to dress them up in. You can put any kind of text, iPhone, satanic iPhone. You can put all that stuff you want in front of your child, and he'll never be great. He or she will never be great, because you got to do what's right in the eyes of the God of Israel to be great. Only he can make you great. Only he can make you a queen. You can say you're a queen 100 times, but until the God of Israel make you one, you'll never be one. Sisters, with your Hebrew Israelite, G-O-E-E-num, veil-wearing sisters, you'll never be great. You'll never be a queen until the God of Israel make you a queen. You must do what's right. Teach your children. Teach your children. Give your child an inheritance. All your child see you wearing is blue jeans. I'm talking to you Hebrew Israelites, the ones y'all say that y'all in the truth and all. All they see y'all wearing is George, blue jeans. They don't see y'all wearing nothing. You don't look like no different from nobody else to them child. You supposed to be walking. Oh, my God. Please, please, should I say it anymore? Should I say any more? You have failed your young people. They'll never be Josiah. They'll never be Josiah. Josiah had parents that knew they was great. He had a father that knew he was great, was a king. And he walked in all the authority of a king. What is stopping y'all brothers from being kings? Y'all say y'all Hebrew Israelites and all of that. You know who your God is, Yah, or whatever you say. What's stopping y'all from being kings? You confess that you king, but your life don't line up as a king. And because your life don't line up as a king, you are still weak and without natural affection, covenant breakers up under your government. And that's why you can't be a king, because you still up under your government. That's the king. That's the king, the government. That's the king. And you just a slave, the servant of the king. Let me read verse 2, 2 Chronicles 34:2, and I'm getting ready to leave. So Josiah served as a king for 31 years. Verse 2. And he did that which was right in the sight of Ahiah and walked in his ways as his father David. and decline neither to the right hand nor the left. For in the eighth year of his reign, while he was yet young, he began to seek after the God of David, his father. While he was yet young, when he was 8 years old, he began to reign. While he was young, he started praying to the God of Israel. He started praying to the east. He started reading the law, trying to understand the law, trying to understand the God of his father. And a young man, but y'all stick the kids up in Christian church. They don't even teach about the real God. The God of Israel is dead to a Christian. Can y'all hear me? The God of Israel is dead to a Christian. Jesus is their God. Israel is dead and died away to a Christian. So look what it said. And if you get to seek after the God of David, 2 Chronicles 34:3, and in the 20th year, he began to purge Jerusalem. When he was on the throne in the 20th year, he began to purge Jerusalem for high places, and the groves, and the carved images, and the molten images. And they broke down the altars of Baalim and his presence, and the images that were on high above them. He cut down in the groves, and the carved images, and the molten images. He brake in pieces and made dust of them, and strode it upon the graves of them that had sacrificed unto them. And he burnt the bones of the priests upon their altars and cleansed Judah and Jerusalem. So this is what this young man did in the 20th year of his reign. So he started reading when he was 8 years old. So he was about 28 years old. He started cleaning up Jerusalem. Get rid of the graven images, the groves, and all of that. Cleaning it up. Talk for Kids Radio Channel. Let me go down to 29 and 33. And after that, I'm going to leave. 29. Then the king sat and gathered together all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem. 2 Chronicles 34:30. And the king went up into the house of Ahijah, and all the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and the priests and the Levite, and all the people great and small. And he read in their ears all the words of the book of the covenant that was found in the house of Ahijah. And the king stood in his place, Josiah, and made a covenant before Ahijah to walk after Ahijah and to keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes with all his heart and with all his soul, to perform the words of the covenant which are written in the book. And he caused all were present in Jerusalem, Benjamin, to stand to it. And he and the inhabitants of Jerusalem did according to the covenant of the God of their fathers. Verse 33. And Josiah took away all the abominations out of all the countries that pertained to the children of Israel, and made all that was present in Israel to serve, even to serve Ahijah, their God. And all his days they departed not from following Ahijah, the God of their fathers. So he cleaned up Jerusalem out of the mouth of babes. Out of the mouth of babes. Out of the mouth of babes. And all the people, this 2 Chronicles 26:1. Then all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in the room of his father Amaziah. See, so you always had young men, after their father passed away, took over the throne in Jerusalem. This young man was 16 years old. What is your 16-year-old son doing right now? Somewhere in the drug house, somewhere in the dope house, somewhere in the jail house, somewhere in the graveyard. What are you doing right now? Your 16-year-old son. You don't even know where he is. Probably ain't seen him in a whole year or 6 months. But in ancient times, it was the righteousness of the God of Israel. So you see the difference in us. We are their children. These are our ancestors. We are the Hebrews. We are the kings and the queens of the earth. But because we are technologically blocked and programmed and clone processed, we can't receive our throne. We can't receive it. We can't understand it. We can't accept it. We got to only be what we was programmed and cloned to be, and that's nothing. Your children have been cloned and processed to be nothing but jailhouse livers, lesbians, rapists, whoremongers, gays, homosexuals, prostitutes, murderers, killers. Show me a 16-year-old that's great, a black man, because these are black people I'm reading about, Hebrews. Show me an 8-year-old that's great. Show me a 20-year-old. Show me a 15-year-old that's great. 18. You can't show it to me, can you, parents? You've been telling little Tommy them to go to school all their life. Little Tommy out of school now. He still ain't great. Becky Sue and Kai Tui and them, they out of school, still not great. This is an inheritance from the children of Israel, the God of Israel, Ahia, the Hebrew kingdom was full of young men as kings and young women as queens and princesses and prince. Young, 10 years old, prince. 4 years old, princess. Talk for Kids Radio Channel. Talk for Kids Radio Channel. I'll talk to y'all next week. Have a good night if you can. Parents.